First of all, I want to thank the Tzibu, the Ding Nishtati, and the Simcha, plus the Sefer Torah. Dali was a very dick of mine. I am Negir, so. Tell you a Heorah, which is, well, Negir to the Shmuz Mephala, but the Heorah was Negir to Achnosa Sefer Torah, Heorah Chashuvah. Why is it we make such a business out of Achnosa Sefer Torah? Okay, so I'm not sure he's making the mitzvah. He's putting it in a shul somewhere. Stavka at the Ginyan, you know, the Fahesia in the streets, and the Ganser Tzibur. The Bishlam, if a Tzibur wrote the Sefer Torah, well, it's a simcha for the Tzibur, but here. When a Yochid writes a Sefer Torah, Mishpacha, private Mishpacha, what's it Nogea to the old Tzibur? I was once walking in the street and there was a Hanos Sefer Torah, and I had this Deher, this tremendous Simcha that always is with a Hanos Sefer Torah. Rav Saadia says, Ein umezu elam mi Torosa. The Torah is the whole Yisod of what we are. The Torah is the whole Yisod of Klal Yisrael. It's our whole Metzius. We are an Am because of the Torah. Velozu v'vav. The Torah that we're being machnis each time is exactly the same Torah that we got 3,300 years ago. Which Am can say either of those things? Which Am is the whole Tzura of the Am is a particular Sefer? But that's the Tzura. That's the whole Yisod of this Am. Which Am can say that they have, they're living, not just they have a book from 3,300 years ago, but they're living, this is the whole Yisod of the Am, and it hasn't changed. We have exactly the same book from 3,300 years ago. But that's the Meridik of Simcha that we are. That's the Simcha, it's the whole Metzius of Klal Yisod. To understand. The second Nekuda, I just wanted to explain something, people shouldn't make a toss. In the ganze Shaila, La Locha, about why one doesn't, why we don't find a bracha for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And there's a second Shaila, whether one should make a Shechion Zoifa to the mitzvah. So there come and come a Terutzim to Kamavakama Halchim to both the question. One of the Tirutzim about the bracha on the mitzvah is that Be'etzim, the tachlis of the mitzvah is to learn from it or to learn from it. Uvechein, first time when a person has an aliyah from that Sefer Torah. So the Birchas HaTorah which he makes then is it goes also on the mitzvah. The Gavi the Shechionu, so they say the same Eitzah as Rosh Hashanah, to have a Pri Chodosh or a Beged Chodosh, and then to make the Shechionu. So when to make the Shechionu? To make it B'shas, the Ksiva of the last Ois, the Shas, the Shimush of the Sefer Torah. It's also a Gansa Machlokes. The Maisa Min HaShomayim, I didn't have the Pri Chodosh, I was trying to have a Masada the Pre-Chodosh and he got lost. So I didn't have the Pre-Chodosh on Thursday night. So I managed to get a Beged Chodosh for Shabbos, so that's why I made the Shechionu on Shabbos. And when you're Zoifa to write the Sefer Torah, so you should know, if you want to make the Shechionu, so hurry, you need to have something else to say the Shechionu. Yesh Oimrim, that if you buy them the mantle, the cover of the Sefer Torah, so you make on a Kli Chodosh, or you buy a Keser or the Yad, it's a Kli Chodosh, you can make the bracha on that. Kenzai, you should make the bracha on the Etzim Siva Sefer Torah. Kenzai Nish, Mitzis Labihonis, Nitnu, the Kitsa, Ayn, and all the Poskim will talk about the Shaila. I just wanted to tell you, somebody shouldn't be Toyen, why make the Shechion? The Etzin, There is a meridika simcha in what I said on Thursday night. It's toreach in a mitzvah. You know, tremendous chavivas for the etzim mitzvah. Although, I also had a deher, and we're supposed to have a chavivas for Torah, not a chavivas for your Sefer Torah, which you worked on. The Rikanti says you got chavivas for Torah. The Torah bichlala, then after for Yen and Sefer Torah. I'll go upon you. In the parasha, we find an interesting Rashi. The beginning of the parasha, the whole story with the Malachim. And Avraham Avinu says to the Malachim, sees them, Vayomar, if we learn it, as he's talking to the Malachim, it's Choyl Adonai. Battle himself completely to them, even though the Firashi, he thought they were Pashta Arabs. He calls them Adonai, my masters. Imnom matzosi chein beinecho, al no sava mi'al avdecho. So he is asking, should be moitzi chein beinov, beinehem. Who should be motzichein the who? The oreach should want to be motzichein beinei the balabos, that the balabos should give him something. Over here, it's full paket, Avraham Avinu, it's the three lowly Arabs, and he's begging them, imnom matzosichein, imnom matzosichein beinecho. Please, imnom matzosichein beinecho. Please don't go past. I'll know. Sava me'al avdecho. He wants to sell the Eved. This is a clear tune. Yukach no matmayim rachatzu ragleichem. Yukach no is loshen poor. It's passive. Yukach no matmayim. Let there be taken some water, a little bit of water. Rachatzu ragleichem. Ishanu tachas ha'etz. Ve'ekcho pas lechem. And I'm going to bring some bread. Ve'sadu libchem. All he said was, tzadikim, oimrim ma'at, vo'isim harbe. What did he bring them? Chem or cholo. A tongue for each one. He shefted a separate ego for each one and bought each one a tongue. And all he says is, I'll just bring a bit of bread. Ve'ekcho pas lechem. Sadu libchem. I'm not going to be ma'akev you. You know, in the summer, if you're going on such a hot day, you're going to something very important, you have to go somewhere. I'm not going to be ma'akev you. It's not. There's some people, when they're machnis orech, so they do it for themselves. They do it for themselves. They drive you meshugah, and you need to go, and they carry on. Oh, take this and have that, and you can't go yet, and I've got to give you more, and I've got to give you more, and I have a train to catch, I've got a plane to catch. Yeah, but say that, take a bit of money, take this, take that. No, achat avoy, I won't keep you. Ki al kein avaltim al avdechem. Al kein avaltim, Rashi says, it's my COVID, you be mechabit me. Who's been mechabed who? Avraham Avinu is mevatlim himself. Tachlis habitu. Al kein avaltim. It'll be lichvoidi if you'll come and eat a bissel and rest for a few minutes in on such a hot day. Yukach no matmayim. So Rashi. Alidei Shliach. It was Alidei Shliach. You can't let there be taken. Vakodesh Baruch Hu Shilem Lebonov Alidei Shliach. Shneemar Vayora Moshe's Yodai Vayaches Asel. Vakodesh Baruch Hu paid Klal Yisrael Alidei Shliach. And we got the Mayim through Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Rashi want? What's this ganze business here? This Rashi is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia Pei Vav, Amud Beis. Omer Reb Yehuda Omer Rav. Kol man she'osa Avram Namalach Yashores Ba'atzmoy, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levana Ba'atzmoy. Kol man she'osa Avram Avinu Alidei Shliach, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levana Alidei Shliach. Whatever Avram Avinu did to the Malach Yashores Alidei Atzmoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Parea. And the Gemara brings it to Kama Dugmois. El Apokon Rotz Avram. Ruach Nosa Me'is Hashem. Came the Slav, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought himself. He ran to get meat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Slav himself. Vayika Chema V'Cholav. He brought the Chema V'Cholav. Hineni Mamte Lachem Lechem Min HaShemayim. He was Zoche to Mat Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who I made aleim tachas ha'eitz? Hineni I made lefanech sham alatzur. He came at the end of Beshalach, and the first time the Be'erushel Miriam, it was a gilu shchina b'shas the Be'er. Hineni I made lefanech sham alatzur. Ve'Avram holich imam neshalchom, v'Hashem holich lifneim yoimam. Avram Avinu was melaveden. Because the Shroch was Melave Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Abe Yukach Nomad Mayim. That was Alidei Shliach. V'kisa Batsu. V'yotsu Mimenu. V'yetsu Mimenu. Mayim V'shosah Ha'om. The Pe'er Shel Miriam came Alidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Makar for this Rashi. Abe Freksach HaShayim. Rashi brings the pasuk Alidei Shaliach, brings Rashi the pasuk Vayoram Moishes Yoda Vayaches Asela from the time of May Meriva with the Sela, the second time when he hit the Sela, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him the Dibartim al Asela. But the Gemara brings the pasuk from the first time, from Beshalach, v'hikisa batzur, v'yotzu mimenu mayim. The Mekor is the Zichris Gemara, but he brings a different pasuk. Why does Rashi bring the pasuk from Moshe Rabbeinu from the second time in Chukas, not the pasuk from the Gemara? But the Gemara is up to Aita. Upligid Reb Chama Bar Reb Chanina. Dom Reb Chama Bar Reb Chanina. This Omer Reb Yehud Omer Rav is Choylek on Reb Chama Bar Reb Chanina. The Omer Reb Chama Bar Chanina became Tonid the Bay Reb Yishmael. Bischa Shloisha Zochu Lishloisha. Bischa of three things by Avraham Avinu. Klali Sob Zochu to three things. Bischa Chema V'chol of Zochu Naman. Bischa v'hu oimed aleihem zochu le'amud ha'anam. Bischa yukach not mad mayim zochu le'beir shel Miriam. What's the machlokes? The machlokes the choira is the pashtus. The machlokes is the ananei kavod. That Reb Chama Bar Chanina says v'hu oimed aleihem there was zochu to the amud ha'anam. And Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, "Bischar, who I made aleihem, they was oiche to hineni I made lefanecha sham alatzur." But I can zayin the machlok is a bissel tiefer, because the Tanit very Bishmael, the Reb Chama Bar Reb Chanina, say that bischar shloisha zochel shloisha, they're all the same. Mon, Be'er, and Anani Yaakov were all the same. But Amar Yehuda Amar Rav makes a chiluk. What Avraham Avinu did himself, he was zoicher from HaKadosh Baruch himself. What he did Alidei Shliach, they were only zoicher Alidei Shliach. So the Amrav Yehuda Marav is making a chiluk in the Be'er Shel Miriam. It was Ali Dei Shliach. What's this nafke mina? Why is he making such a fuss? Rashi tells us. Rashi brings it. Yukachna. Ali Dei Shliach. What's the chashivus of this? Right, so bring noch a kasha. What's the pshat over here? Bishar that everything that Avraham Avinu did with the Malachi Asharis, he was zoiche to these things in the Midbar. In fact, the Medrash of Precious Rabbah says we were zoiche even to more. He says we were zoiche on every prat to the Midbar, to Eretz Yisrael, and to Lasi Lavoi. There the Medrash brings there the Bishus V'loi Meid Aleim Mishanu Tachas Ha'etz. We were zoich to the mitzvah of Sukkah. I enjoy in Bresh Rabba on this pasuk, all the different pratim, much more than just the mitzvah. What's the pshat that this ma'aseh was such a choshev ma'aseh that it brings such a schal adoyrus? What's the bi'ur hadvarim? The bio is that we know Avraham Avinu's midah was midas achesed. So, where do you see the midas achesed of Avraham? Beike here. There a little ramazim, one or two little ramazim, the Eshel Avraham, Nevesh Hashem also bechoron. Of a beike, the Faisa, which we hear. Barich is about his mitzvahs. This ma'aser. In fact, punkt verkehrt. If you read all the stories about Avraham Avinu, in ruba the ruba of the stories, all how cruel he was. Don't see it with the ghost of Baal Chesed. He had a whole bikoach with Nimrod, didn't give in. Okay, you see the cruelty of Nimrod. But then he leaves an aging father, runs off to Eretz Yisrael, comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he can't be here with the Rav, goes down to Mitzrayim. Lichoira, if you don't look my eye properly to that parasha, just cares about himself, and doesn't care about his wife. Look at the Mefarshim, you see that's not like it apparently seems, but Al Kopari, that's a Peshitrias. He kicks out Lot from his house. His nephew has accompanied him from so long, Kater is his son with him, kicks him out. Goes into Milchama, kills hundreds of thousands of people. Then he has a Maisel with Ishmael. Before with Yishmael, kicks Hagar out of his house. And then he's able to do Mila on so many people. And to be a Moyel, the Gemara says, you have to have the Koyach of Shvichas Domi. To be the Tachas Madim, that you could be, says, a person born under Mazel of Madim will be a Shoifich Domi. Either he'll be a Moyel, or he'll be a Shoifich, or be a doctor, or be a murderer. Is he? I have the koyach. Well, grace of midas achesed. No, there are some people who can't even look at mila. Suddenly, take a little baby and cut part of the baby off. And this was hundreds of people, and they weren't so young. So where's the grace of chesed of this venture? Midas achesed. Terence is boshet. And about it, he had midas achesed. The godless of Avraham Avinu titain chesed Avraham. The godless of Avraham Avinu was when he was able to go against his midas achesed. The ultimate, in the end of the parasha, he's going to shecht his son. That's the godless. And so, but the Torah is megala over here. What was the midas achesed of Avraham? He had chesed. A lot of people do chesed. It was a big deal. Over here, it's Megale. What level of chesed is Avraham Avinu's chesed? V'hu yoshe Pesach ha'ol k'chayim ayoy. So Dr. Ashi was Yom Shlishi the Mila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Motzi Chama min Atika. That nobody didn't want to disturb him with Archim. And the fish ro mitzta'er shlo hayu orchim boim hevi malachim ala bidmus anoshim. And he was mitzta'er. Now why was he mitzta'er? Lichayu, the way we understand chesed, he should have been the happiest day of his life. There's nobody, it's boiling hot, there's nobody in the streets, nobody is in need. Nobody needs anything. It's the best matzah. No, he was mitzta'er. Why was he mitzta'er? Teretz is, what level was the chesed of Avraham Avinu? The level of chesed of Avraham Avinu, titen chesed l'Avraham, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of chesed is what we learn. The Svarim teach us that there was the midah of chesed, kiviyachol, which pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, to make the Bria. Before the Bria, there was nobody who needed anything. The midas ha-chesed is a midah of a desire to be noising. Noising, 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 noising. And what happens if there's nobody to be noising to? Midas ha-chesed creates a possibility to be noising. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nivroim in order to give them schar. There's nobody around, nobody needs schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Why? Because midas ha-chesed, by most of people's chesed, is it starts not in the midrash. It starts that there's somebody in need. Somebody in need. He has rachmanas on the person who needs something. So he gives it. And very often, the midas ha-chesed of people is to be mesalik, the person who's in need. The chovas avodas in Shaar Avodas Elokim, the Hakdamah, brings all the types of chesed there are, and he shows that be'etzim every type of chesed in the human area, in human relationship, is be'etzim self-centered. It's because he can't stand the tsar of the person who needs. It's all for zich be'etzim. That's not the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it would be self-centered, he wouldn't have created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. Avraham Avinu came to the Madrega of Chesed of Hashem Yisparach. And over here the Torah is Megale Ad Heichal Advarim Magim. That when there was nobody who needed anything, it was Mitztayeh. And you could say, Kiviyochel Bimlitza, that Avraham Avinu created the Malachim. And Be'etzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an opportunity to give, when the Medrash says Beforish, this is a matzav of giving, Lemi She'ein Tzarech. Dahainu, the Malachim didn't need anything. And it was pure Nesina. Just Nesina, Nesina, Nesina. There wasn't even the Kabbalah. The Malachim were just the receptacle to dump the food somewhere. But Be'etzin, they were near Ka'oichli. It was a Spitz Madrega of Chesed Mitzah, Nesina, 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 Nesina. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Namad Beis. Zog the Gemara. Maisa. Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Tzad. Shoy Mesubim Bebeis HaMishneh, Benoish, Reb Gamliel. These three Tanoim were sitting and eating in the house of the son of Reb Gamliel. For you, Rabban Gamliel, Oymeid Umashke Aleim. And Rabban Gamliel was serving them. He was standing there, standing over them, and serving them. Nasan HaKos L'Reb Lezer, V'lo Notlu. He gave the Kos to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer was in Baruch HaKvei, Chas V'Shal. I should take from the Nasi, the God Ladar, Chas V'Shal. Nasan L'Reb Yeshua, V'Kiblo. Reb Gamliel gave the Kos to Reb Yeshua, and Reb Yeshua took it. Amal Reb Lezer, Mazi Yeshua, on Yoshvin Rabban Gamliel, Berebi, Oy Meidu Mashke Aleinu. What are you doing taking from Rabban Gamliel? Chutzpah, the God Ladar is giving us a kais, and you're just taking it. How are you talking? Omalei, so Rabbi Yeshua applied, Matzinu Gadol Mimenu Shashimish. We found somebody who's more choshev than Rabbi Gamliel, who was Mishamish. Avram Gadol Ador Hayo, V'kosev Boi, V'hu Oymed Aleim. Avram Avinu was Oymed Aleim, and he was the Gadol Ador. V'sheva Toimru, K'malachei Ashor is Nidvulai. Maybe you think it's because he realized they were Malachim, so then there's no Chiddush. Loi Nidvulai Ela La'avim, like Rashi learns. No, he thought they were Arabs. The lowest of the low, people who worship the dust on their feet. Is their ship is greater than that? Ba'anu, lo yehi Rabbi Gamliel, Berebi, Omid, Umashke, Aleinu. So Avraham Avinu was the God of Mimenu, and he was Mishamish. So we shouldn't allow Rabbi Gamliel to be Mishamish. Amalei Reb Sadik. Reb Sadik says, Ad Mosai Atem Manichim Kvoido Shel Mokoim Ve'ot Vatem Oiskim Be'Kvoid Abrius. He was Moiche. When you're Meniach Kvoido Shel Mokoim Kvoid Shamayim, you're talking about Kvoid Abrius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meishiv Ruchos U'Ma'ale Nesiim U'Moirid Mato U'Matzmiach Adomo Ve'Oire Shulcha Lifnei Kol Echot Ve'Echot Ve'Anu Lo Yehei Rabbi Gamliel Berebi Omid U'Mashke Aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oymed Umashke Aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and gives and gives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the ruchos, brings the rain, makes things grow, and prepares everybody's parnosa, and gives each one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oymed Aleinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving and giving and giving to us. It's a Maisa Shoyim. We need to understand something. Reb Leizer at the time, Rabbi Gamliel is the God Lador, and how can we be the Kabbal of Kois and be the Kabbal this service from Rabbi Gamliel? Are you talking? How can we take from the God? What does Rabbi Yeshua answer him? Rabbi Yeshua took. What's Rabbi Yeshua's answer? Well, fine, somebody else was God of Imenu Shashimish. Why is that an answer? What's the Hesper? So Avraham Avinu was a Mishavich. So my time is, why did you take? If he wants to explain why he took, he should have said, Matzinu, that the Malachim ate. Not that Avraham Matzinu, God was a Shemesh. But what's the Pshat Reb Tzaddik? Reb Tzaddik says, you're being Pogea and Kvod Shamayim. What's he looking at Kvod Shamayim? What's it got to do with Kvod Shamayim and Kvod Habrius? Who's talking about Kvod Habrius and Kvod Shamayim? What's in Kvod Shamayim that Kodesh Baruch Hu's giving? The Kvod Shamayim? Why is that a bigger cover than you're talking about Kovod Abrius? Kovod Abrius is that Avraham Avinu was Oymed Aleim U'Mashkeh, that's Kovod Abrius. Why is that Kovod Abrius? Kovod Abrius is Mitzad the Malachim, not Mitzad Avraham. Terence is, what is the Gresta Gadlus? And Be'etzim Bedavka, the word Godl. What does Godl mean? Okay, la godl. Rashi says the voice chanon. When Moshe Rabbeinu said it's god lecha, you showed your god lecha, the godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says midas tuvoi. Chesed is godless. When a person gives and gives and gives, and he's not tolerant on other people. He's faket, a noisein. That's the greatest godless that there can be. When a person always leads people, and he's a makabal, he needs this one, needs this one, needs this one. Or when a person can't give to someone, he worries about himself, and he doesn't give, he's too lazy, he's too self-centered, he's too this, fazich, that's a nishkin godless. That's godless. Godness, COVID, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely self-contained. That's the godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anyone else. That's his godless. He doesn't need anyone else. When someone needs someone and is always worried about himself, he's looking to himself, then that's cottonness. He's not a godl, he's a cotton. He's tully on all sorts of other people, tully on things. Amen, she was a noisein. We see that HaKadosh Baruch was a noisein. That's the grace of God. It's a Hakela Godel. Midas HaChesed. Give, give, give. I don't need anyone else. Is that Kvod Shamayim? When you're telling me, when Rabbi Yeshua said Avram was Godel Mimenu Sheshime, she was being mobbed in the covet of Avram. Look who Avram was. Avram was able to be mabatal himself completely to these Arvim, and to give and give and give. And Avram Avinu can say to these Arvim, Adonai and Avadecha, Nimnomatosichem Beinecha. He's completely mabatal himself. He doesn't need them. He needs them for one thing. He wants them to be a kli kibul that he should give. Says Reb Sadik, you've been mevatel kvod shamayim. The Eivishters, the godless, look at the Eivishter. So when Rabbi Gamliel is oimid aleinu, when Rabbi Yeshua says Rabbi Gamliel is oimid aleinu, that's the godless of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Blazer, you can take from him because that's his godless that he's giving to us. It's not katness, it's godless. And over here, listen carefully. There's a meridike knech here. When Rabbi Yeshua took the kais, was he taking or giving? He bad sin was giving. He's giving Rabban Gamliel the opportunity to give. It's like the Adam Choshev in Kiddushin. It's not what you've learnt already, or maybe not. Maybe next year you'll learn it when you get there. The Adam Choshev in Kiddushin, when he's Mekabel, bets him Senesina. Because it's such a Choshev thing to give to him. So he's taking, but the taking is Senesina. Rabbi Yeshua is taking, but Benson, he's taking, is also godless, because he's giving the opportunity for Rabbi Gamliel to reach that godless, to be Omid Aleh. In Ruach Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Veloshner says a very dikazach. We know Al Tiyu Kavod Yom Hamasham Shazarav Amanas the Kabul Pras. A mensch should not be Omid Hashem Amanas the Kabul Pras. Hello, you should be Omid Lishma. No, I'm not the Kabul Pras. So through Chaim Veloshner, the ultimate Madrega is Amanos the Kabul Pras. There's a Madrega higher than Shiloh Amanos the Kabul Pras. And that's Amanos the Kabul Pras, the highest Madrega. What is it? Ribbono Shel Olam, you created the world to give schar. You want to give schar. I have to be mekabel the schar. You want to give schar. Beseder, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me mekabel the schar. I'll let you give me schar. That's Kabbalah, which is Be'etzim Nesina. You want to give schar? Okay, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll be mekabel the schar. I'll do this mitzvah so you can give me schar. Your ratzon is to give schar. I'll enable you to give schar. That's the ultimate madrig. Godless Adam. It's like the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he doesn't need anyone else. Completely self-contained. Giving, giving, giving. Godless of Adam is giving, giving, giving. Is Rabbi Gamliel is giving. Rabbi Yeshua is giving. The ultimate Madrega in Kabbalah Schar is to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mekabel Schar. Avraham Avinu's Madrega was the Chesed. Titein Chesed Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. Spitz Chesed Kulay Nesina. Hayukachna. Was heist? Yukachna. Hayetochen. Alitay Shliach. What happened? Avraham, what happened? It's a Yukachna. It's a Stira. If Chesed is mitzad the person he gets. So enough kemina, who gives the water? What's enough kemina? They got the water, they can wash themselves. Why enough kemina? Oh, but if the chesed is the chesed, the pure chesed, the Eivishter, nesina, 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 how you talking, you don't give? You kachna, oi gewalt! Avraham Avinu reached such a high madrege that everything he did here was going mida kolegi mida. Kodesh Baruch Hu paid back. It was such a high level of chesed in the midbar. Abzokter Yehuda Amarav. Everything that Avraham Avinu did ali dei atzmoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave ali dei atzmoi. Ali dei shliach, completely different madrega. We only got the mayim ali dei shliach. So Rashi wants to explain to us this Gemara. My nafkemina was ali dei shliach and not ali dei shliach. My nafkemina. So the Gemara says it was ali dei shliach, and the beginning was ali dei shliach. Say that the Gemara brings the pasuk in Beshalach who starts ali dei shliach. But my nafkemina is a huge nafkemina, because since the mayim was ali dei shliach, it was shayach the Moshe Rabbeinu could make that toss, and the toss of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is vayarem vayaches atzur, is such a nafkemina. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. And because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come into Eretz Yisrael and bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, it's Shayach Golus. So the Sfarim, that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did is permanent. He gave us Torah, we still have Torah. He built the Oil Moed, we still have the Oil Moed. The Oil Moed is wrapped up in Ben Gonus and Harabais. We still have the Oil Moed. Nobody was shoylit on the Oil Moed. Nobody destroyed the Oil Moed. Beis HaMikdash, the two Batei Mikdash were destroyed, wasn't the same Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought us into Eretz Yisrael. There never could have been a Golus. It would have been permanent, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It didn't come any day Moshe Rabbeinu was Shayach Golus. Einoch Hanami, the Shoyresh of the Golus was not this Chet. The Shoyresh of the Golus was the Chet HaMeraglim. The Seder, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mesabev. How is there going to be a Golus? Because of the Meraglim, the Bechir of that Laila, there has to be a Golus. No, if Moshe Rabbeinu brings Kali Sol into Eretz Yisrael, there can't be a Golus. The Kodesh was Mesabev. This Chet, if you learn Rashi properly, you'll see that there was a pliatzuma, the whole Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but in Kol Zeh, the nafkemina, Rashi wants to explain to us, what's the nafkemina that Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav is making such a fuss that whatever was Alidei Avram Atzmoy was Kodesh Baruch Shilem Alidei Atzmoy, what was Alidei Shliach, Kodesh Baruch paid Alidei Shliach, my nafkemina, Rashi says, nafkemina. It's the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a huge nafkemina. What we see here, the Madriga of Chesed, the Madriga Amitis of Chesed, is without cheshbonus, to become a noisin, a pure noisin, to rebattle oneself completely. There is nothing else other than giving and giving and giving. Be'etzim, this is only half the shmuz, and not the ikir of the shmuz. Even though, like this band here, we're going back to the old system of one shmuz a week, but I thought that people complain when I start earlier, and it's too long, and people can't listen, and the attention span, and my time is, the attention span is about 10 seconds nowadays. How long it takes to send an SMS? So how can you say a shmooze? Maybe you give a shmooze on SMS. SMS, a shmooze. But anyway, but Al Koponim is a half the shmooze. So maybe in Mitzvashem this time we will speak Wednesday for the Hashlom of the shmooze. But the Weile, hear this Yesoid. Chesed. Godless. What is godless? Godless is to be self-contained, to be a noisim, and not to be a mekabel. You need to be mekabel. Yeah, be a mekabel that's a noisim. Rabbi Yerucham writes, there are people you find that you'll do a chesed for them, And then, so somebody does do a chesed. Reuven does a chesed with Shimon. And then Shimon wants to pay back to Reuven. So he comes to the same situation. He wants to pay back to Shimon. Wants to pay back to Reuven. No. It's for saving the Gomor. No. Shimon wants to pay back. So Rabbi Ruchim, it's Midas Ra'as of Reuven. Reuven wants Shimon to be tully on him. He doesn't want to be mabatal himself. If Shimon pays back, when Shimon pays it back the chesed, then Reuven's not so choshev anymore. Reuven is choshev, Shimon's choshev. They're both equal. It's mabatal the chashivus of Reuven. And Reuven wants to feel, I'm the noisein, I'm the knacker, and you need me, and you're tully on me. And I don't want to feel that I, Chas v'Sholom, should be tully on you, and I'm the nevech, and you're the noisein. I don't want that matzav. So no, I'm okay, I don't need ichveish. It's a midah ra. Be'etzim the midah tov, and then situation for Reuven is to be mekabel. Reuven wants to be a noisein. Be mekabel, let Shimon pay back. Let Shimon pay you back. So Shimon shouldn't feel that he's a neber. Give Shimon the opportunity of feeling he's just as choshev as you. That's true godless. Then you're really the godl. A kolz man that you need to feel the godl is vita, that's godless. Think into what I said. You have to think into it. It's not so poshut. Of its meridik agilu in kochus hanefesh. To be a noisein, and even if you're makabel, to be a noisein.